This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Don.
Could you please, Will, repeat for us the challenge you gave us to work on last week?
Yes, I said the six commonest letters in the English language are E, T, A, I, N, and S. And I asked, can you think of a familiar 11-letter word that does not contain any of these letters? And as a hint, I said, the answer begins with the letter C. What word is it?
And the answer is?
Well, the only answer is chlorophyll, although a few solvers facetiously sent in the answer cuckoo clock, which works, but it's a two-word phrase.
Right. Well, we received about 700 entries to this week's puzzle. Our winner, chosen at random, as always, is Patrick Urig from Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Patrick.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
So what do you do in Columbia, South Carolina?
I'm an actuary.
For an insurance
company? Yes, for an insurance company, yes, right.
So you look at lots of charts and tables and...
Yeah, I've worked a few math problems.
So you must be a puzzle fan?
Yeah, I don't do them as much as I'd like to, but...
Well, today's your chance, and we'll all listen in. If you're ready to play with Will, Patrick, meet Will, and let's play.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, Patrick, today I've brought a puzzle for May. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, you tell me a word that can precede or follow mine to complete a common two-word phrase. And your answer will always have the accented syllable may. For example, if I said gold, you might say la may, as in gold la may. Now remember, your word can either precede or follow mine, and may can be anywhere in the answer. Here's number one, syrup.
May syrup.
What kind?
May syrup.
I don't know may syrup, but you need another syllable there. What kind of syrup would you put on pancakes?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup is right.
Okay.
Very
right.
Good. Number two, grace. G-R-A-C-E. And your
amazing
answer,
grace.
Amazing grace. Excellent. Sun-dried.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes. Galloping.
Galloping,
And it's a nickname for a chef.
Galloping Gourmet.
Galloping Gourmet, excellent. Voyage. And I'll give you a hint. The answer goes before voyage.
Think of Titanic?
Yes.
I don't know that one.
Don?
Maiden?
Maiden, yes. Maiden voyage. Excellent. 101. And for this, you want to think Disney.
101 Dalmatians.
Yes. League. L-E-A-G-U-E.
Major League.
Major League. Excellent. How about this? Please. P-L-E-A-S-E. The answer goes in front of please. It's also the name of an old radio show, which was briefly on television in the 50s. A quiz program.
That's before my time. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, it's before mine, too. But
mine, too.
Do you know, Don?
I don't know.
It's information. Information,
information,
please.
Information, please.
All right. And your last bunch, they all involve famous people. Try this. Ayatollah.
Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes. Marissa.
Maiden Marissa, no, I don't know.
No? Actress who won an Oscar a couple of years ago?
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei, yes. Norman.
Norman.
And for this one, you want to think of a famous author.
Oh, Mailer.
Norman Mailer, yes. And your last one has two answers. Curtis. And all you have to do is get one. Curtis. One of them is a musician. And one of the other was a general who ran with George Wallace in 1968. both of which may be before your time. I don't know. Do you know, Don?
I'll go with Superfly, Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield, that is correct. And the other one was Curtis LeMay. Anyway, nice job.
All right, nice work, Patrick. And for playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, Merriam-Webster Dictionary and Thesaurus in your choice of hardcover or CD-ROM. You'll get the Scrabble 50th Anniversary Edition from Milton Bradley. And from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard right here on Weekend Edition Sunday. Tell us what your public radio station is.
WLTR.
In Columbia there?
Yes.
All right. Patrick Uhrig, thanks for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you.
And Will, you have a new challenge for us to work on this week?
Yes. Take the word tell, T-E-L-L. It has a short E vowel. Change that vowel to a long A, and phonetically you get tail, which can follow the first word to make telltale. Now, think of a one-syllable word in which the vowel is a short I. Change it to a long A, and phonetically you'll get a new word, which can follow the first one to make another two-syllable word. What words are these? So again, a one-syllable word in which the vowel is a short I. Change it to a long A, and phonetically you'll get a new word, which can follow the first one to make a two-syllable word. What words are these?
And when you have the answer, send a postcard to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. The deadline for entries is the close of business Thursday. Please include both your home and work telephone numbers. We'll call you if you are our winner. You'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Don.